27 minutes to 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Darren, there are so many wonderful organisations out there that help particularly children and, of course, their families. I cannot speak more highly of our next guest and the organisation that she represents, and that, of course, is our very good friend Belinda Wolford, the CEO of the wonderful Ronald McDonald's House. Thanks for joining us this morning, Belinda. So delighted you could spare some time and tell our listeners about the work that you're doing and continue to do for families and for sick and injured children. Very close to my heart.
Thank you so much for having me.
The history of Ronald McDonald House is an inspiring one. Can you tell our listeners your view and the journey that you've come through? Because you've been there a long time now.
Yeah, definitely. So Ronald McDonald House Charity started, first of all, in America in 1974 with the help of our founding mission partner, of course, McDonald's. We opened up here in Australia, and now we have over 18 houses across the country, through Western Sydney, through Sydney, out in regional areas, and all the other states around the country. So the first house that opened up in Australia was at Camperdown in 1981, and it was a facility right near the Children's Hospital there. But when the Children's Hospital made the move to Westmead, there was a purpose-built facility in 1995 where we had 18 rooms, and we were able to support families that obviously needed to stay close to their children while getting treatment at the hospital. Since then, we've been able to grow the facility, and unfortunately due to the need, and we now run a 60-room facility, which we've been here now for over 3 years, and we support families from all over New South Wales, but particularly all over the country, to allow them to come to Westmead Children's Hospital, which is such a specialty hospital, and allows the families to stay together while their child's getting treated.
So Belinda, it's Darren here. 60 rooms as a house. How can you translate that to our listeners so they get an idea of the scale of the latest Ronald McDonald House at Westmead?
Definitely. You do say the word house, and the conception is obviously a normal living environment. But, 60 rooms is, I suppose, like a small hotel. So we have the 24/7 reception area. We have lounge room facilities on every floor, a communal kitchen area, plus a commercial grade kitchen as well. There's a gym and a fitness area for the parents, an outdoor play area for the kids. Our dining room area seats like for 250 people as well. There are three types of rooms here. So we have a normal studio room, which can sleep up to three or four people, up to our biggest rooms here, which are like a mini apartment that you'd stay in. So it's a two-bedroom apartment, which has its own little kitchenette and laundry and bathroom in it, and that can sleep up to eight families. So as you can imagine, for a family that can stay with us anytime from a week, a month, or even years, to be able to have a facility like that and a place to call their own and their home while they're here, to be able to have that room is really critical for them as well.
When you tell us that, the enormity of what you do, from a small idea, what I love about what you and your board and various stakeholders do, Belinda, is from a very small idea becomes this incredible journey in which you help so many families. And the thing about helping families is much of it is unpredictable.
Definitely, definitely. So we have children that come that obviously have a serious illness that can be diagnosed back in their hometown, but obviously, of course, children that are a part of accidents. So in that split second, they are airlifted to the Children's Hospital here, and their family are doing their quickest to get here and be by their side. So what Ronald McDonald House does is provide that community support for them. So it's not just here's a bed, here's a room, and off you go. We give them a whole support network from our staff and our volunteers. We run education programs, so with siblings that come down and even the children that are going through treatment, ensure that they still keep up with their schoolwork. We run holiday programs where we get some of our key stakeholders, and we're lucky to be charity partners of the Parramatta Eels and the Western Sydney Wanderers, so they get to come in and have this first-hand experience with the children and families that are here as well. We run a cooking program which is called Meals from the Heart, so we have an on-site qualified chef as well, where corporate and community groups come in and can cook for the family three times a week. And as you can imagine, to be bedside and up at a hospital in and out of appointments and looking after your child, to be able to come back here to the house, and that is one thing that you don't need to worry about, is a good nutritious meal. Our families absolutely love it, but we also love being able to provide them with that extra support as well.
And when you put that into the ordinary worlds in which we live, in the sense that if they've come from other siblings and partners and having to try and run what we call a normal life, in the sense of, you know, running a business or being involved with work and doing all of those things, 300 kilometres from their hometown, to do all of this and to try and bring some sense of normality and some comfort to those who are in that care. That's an incredible complex arrangement of people and psychology and so forth. And Darren and I absolutely applaud what you and the team do at Ronald McDonald House. We cannot speak more highly of what you do in real time for real people.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, what Jim said, Belinda. Just talking through that that last piece, you shared a bit about you have a chef on site and that people can come and cook meals with people. How does that work? And is that like a volunteer thing for corporates? Just lead us a bit through that, and just before we go to break.
Yeah, definitely. So our Meals from the Heart program is, as I said, when people come in and cook for the families. So there is a fee involved, which obviously covers the food costs and that sort of great team building experience as well. We've also had, so not only corporates come in, but we've also had groups of friends and families that have come in and done it as an experience together. We had a girl at the beginning of the year, actually, pre-COVID, that came in for her 30th birthday with her friends, and it's something that they wanted to do and she wanted to do, was to come and support our family. So, yeah, there's many ways to do it, and, yeah, all you need to do is get in touch here with the house and we can provide some extra information for you.
Thank you very much for that, Belinda. And you're listening to a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're just going to take a short break. And with us is Belinda Wolford, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities, Greater Western Sydney. And after the break, we'll talk with her a bit more about what she does there.
Alive 90.5.
It's 10:45. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
We're speaking with Belinda Wolford, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities, Greater Western Sydney. And we've been talking about what Ronald McDonald House does, where it's come from. And now, Belinda, I'd like to ask questions about how COVID has impacted fundraising. And if you can tell us about anything you've done to actually, as we often hear the word pivot, for COVID, mm-hmm. that actually makes your fundraising have the similar impact pre-COVID times.
Yeah, definitely. Like everybody, COVID has heavily impacted the work that we've been able to do here, but particularly more so around the fundraising and the support. So firstly, during COVID, unfortunately, all our volunteers had to stop, but we're now at a space where we are having volunteers come back into the house, so we're always looking for volunteers to be able to come in and help. But more importantly, the critical funding that allows us to run our programs. So it costs us on average $160 per night to look after a family 365 days a year here. Normally our annual running events of our golf day and our race day, which we've held for over 20 years and has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, unfortunately had to be suspended and we couldn't run them this year. So as you said, the magic word of COVID is pivot, and we've been able to look at ways where we bring campaigns and ways for people to support us online and giving other options, so we can ensure that we can still run our programs and still keep our doors open to support our families. So
No, I was just saying, given there's complexities and challenges, how can you advise our listeners to help? How could they help you going forward? We all know these particular things, but we've got a lot of very loyal and faithful listeners here at 90.5, and you know, how can they help you achieve your goals?
Definitely. So tomorrow we've actually got a large campaign that we are running. So it's our Give a Night campaign. So for 24 hours, we're looking to raise $160,000, which will provide 1,000 nights of support for our families that are in our care. We've got dollar matching. So what that means is that we have great fantastic corporate and community supporters that have actually pledged money, and they will double every donation that's made throughout this 24-hour period. So the likes of Parramatta Leagues Club, Corporate Match 2.0 and VivCourt are some of the fantastic organisations around our community that have actually provided that funding to ensure that we can keep raising money for us on Thursday the 5th of November.
That's the first time I've heard of that, and I'm just absolutely overwhelmed. Can you tell us a little bit more about how people can get involved with that, please, Belinda?
Definitely. So they can go to giveanight.org, so the website, or they can contact us directly at the house. But the fantastic way is also through our social media, so through Facebook and Instagram. We'll be having information about the 5th of November, but giveanight.org is a fantastic way where you can go directly and support us.
Oh, fantastic, and thanks for sharing that with us. Are you looking for more volunteers and people and support? And how could our listeners and the broader community get more involved with the wonderful work that you do?
Definitely. Volunteering is always a fantastic way to directly support Ronald McDonald House and the families that we support. We are always looking at volunteers to come into the house in all different areas. And they can contact the house directly on our number, which is 9806-7111, and they can get more information about the different roles that they can do here. So we have roles at our front desk. We have some gardening roles, housekeeping roles, family ambassador roles. So there's fantastic ways that a variety of people can come and support the house.
Well, it's been really fantastic. Thank you for sharing with us the great work that you do. I'm saddened by the reason that we exist. But, you know, to know that you and many of the people that support your organisation, your love of children, your love of helping the community has no bounds. And from Darren and I, 90.5, we're just absolutely over the moon that you could spare some time with us, and we wish you all the very best with Give a Night. And we're just delighted that you could continue the great work you do, Belinda.
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you both for your support. And to everybody listening out there, we can only do what we do with the support of the community and corporate partners, particularly in Greater Western Sydney and beyond. So, yeah, we're very grateful to be able to have the opportunity to support these families.
And we do know that both Alive 90.5 and Ronald McDonald House Charities have teamed up, and that your charity will be a beneficiary of the Sunday Sports Roundup My Local Sports Bag program, and receiving lots of gear from various local sporting clubs. What does local community and the connections to the community mean for Ronald McDonald House Charities?
The support from the community is absolutely vital, and we're very thrilled and thankful to obviously both of you and the radio station for including us in this. The sport connection with our kids and our families when they're here is a great part for them to sort of step away from their bedside, but also the work that they're going through with their treatment. So to be able to go outside, kick a ball around and spend some time as they would at home is really critical, and we're very thankful for you considering us and partnering with us for it.
And the very last question, who's going to win the State of Origin first game, Belinda?
Is there a doubt? Of course the Blues.
Okay, that's a very wise answer.
Go the Blues.
Go the Blues.
But back, Belinda, to, yeah, well, just for the listeners as well, while we sum up here, we're in the studio with the My Local Sports Bag, which is overflowing to the brim and nearly pushing us out of the studio. But as you say, there are balls there, so some soccer balls, there are even some netballs for the girls as well. So it's a great lot of kit that the Sunday Sports team have been able to receive from the local community and the local community sporting teams, and that's great. So, Belinda, any parting thoughts about what we discussed this morning, including the Give a Night and how our listeners can get involved either volunteering or donating to Ronald McDonald House Charities?
We're always very welcome to any inquiries from businesses or individuals that want to support us, either from a corporate part of our programs or volunteering. So the best way that people can support us is Thursday is our Give a Night appeal, which is giveanight.org, or contact our house direct, which is on 9806-7111, or any of our social media channels as well.
Thank you, Belinda. That's great. So just that number again is 9806-7111. Or you can get online the socials or the website for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Thank you, Belinda, for sharing your time with us this morning on Spotlight. Jim and I are in awe of what you do and what your team does, and we congratulate you on that, and hopefully that Alive 90.5 can support you ongoing in the future, and our listeners will get on the phone and support Give a Night and also maybe become volunteers as well.
Amazing. Thank you both so much, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
That was Belinda Woodford, CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities for Western Sydney. Fantastic organisation, Darren.
Indeed. And everyone, please support Give a Night, and we'll put the information on our podcast as well, and make sure that you support it. And if you want to become a volunteer, get in touch and see what you can do locally there at Westmead.
Alive 90.5.